indicate us, and then please follow by the pledge, please, sir.
Bring the invocation and then the pledge. Pray. That's what the order is.
So invocation, okay. You're going to make the invocation, or you're going to...
I'm going to have to do it all.
Oh, wonderful.
You're the man.
Lord, we appreciate the opportunity for us to get together and again, work towards the betterment and the improvement of all the circumstances for pilots and aviation and the continued efforts that you have to oversee and overlook our feeble efforts to meet with you. Amen.
Bless the honor flight. Okay. Good.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. You done good.
I practiced.
Yeah, preacher Wolfert. Okay, call the roll, please, Madam Secretary. Oh, yeah, that's another thing we can keep in prayer, is Terry's son.
Andy Klein.
There.
Andy Lazar, Bethman. Chuck Savage.
Here.
Jerry Wolfert.
Here.
Yes, that's in stage. See, Terry's son is very ill and...
Sorry, I thought he was going to gather.
Oh, no, it doesn't look like it. He's, it's probably in stage, so let's keep Terry in our...
Absolutely.
And his family and our prayers, please. All right. Consideration minutes of prior meeting. Have they been duly considered?
I make a motion.
Second?
Move what? Okay. I'm being...
Make a motion that we approve.
Thank you. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Matthew, unfinished business.
Hello. Talk about the airport terminal building?
Yes.
Right now, we're investigating where the best location, and Bill and I are putting together some spreadsheets and estimates and pros and cons of different locations. We're looking at two right now. One would be on the west side of the runway, west of Alpha 7. I'm going to show you on the map up here.
West side?
North is this direction. Alpha 7 is right here. It would be basically in this area right in here on the west side.
How would you get to it?
We built a road from the new road that we've constructed.
Yeah.
It's about a 600-foot stub out to get to where the footprint would be, essentially. But we'd have some sort of a loop system to come in to account for parking lots and things like that. So we're looking at that area. That's got some benefits because we can build for the future. We can add some flexibility to it. If we construct it adjacent to the existing terminal, we're going to box ourselves in. We're pretty limited over there. But it does have some advantages. The existing infrastructure, apron and parking lots are pretty much already there.
Wouldn't you
cross the runway?
The thing on the west side is going to be awkward to get to, or more awkward to get to, right?
Well, it depends on what the use is going to be. We've got FBO space now. If we build it for an FBO, it may be better off to have it on the east side. If we build it for some sort of a flexible space, it could be, we see a lot more charter flights now between the teams, honor flight, things like that. This type of a builder could easily accommodate that added security that we have to build into the TSA. What we have right now, and even a mixed use with an FBO in it, accommodating the honor flight stuff, and maybe future charters, and maybe even limited commercial service 10, 15 years from now. We want to be able to build something that would be flexible enough to accommodate all of it. So those are some of the things that we're looking at.
I mean, it's constructing another parallel taxiway is out of the question, though.
No, I don't think you need to do that. I think all you need to do is stub out
yeah.
With an apron area. As development occurs on that side, then you can start tying in the connectors. But we're not going to see a $10 million grant to build a west side full-lane taxiway to accommodate something that's not there yet. So that's how it starts with the stub out connector.
That's kind of interesting.
So, yeah, we're trying. We're not, by any means, we're not committed to anything yet, but we need to put it on paper and embed a process.
Because you're talking about a lot of money for just groundwork.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you don't have a taxiway to it, you don't have an apron there, you're talking a lot of the extra dollars that we wouldn't have to spend if we did it over here.
But one of the things that we're trying to do, one of the things that I'm looking at is getting the FAA involved in the process. Connectors and apron are items that could be grant eligible from the FAA. And if we can leverage the FAA to participate in that, it makes it that much more palatable. We have about $4 million that we can do, that we put towards the building and the site work. We've got some additional state funds that we can put towards the actual design of the facility, separate from that $4 million. But we're piecing all those items together, and it's a process. But we should have a lot more information by this time next month. We may have to have a special meeting in November.
Well, there's no question that that's the far sighted way to go, because there you're getting the parking, you're going to have the storage, you're going to have everything. You go to most of the big airports today, and that's what they've done. You know, they don't worry about having it right next to the highway or convenient. You're going to wind up into wherever they're going to be.
You know, initially I had thought about maybe the terminal further north on the west side to take advantage of the flatter terrain. We had Bob Overby, he's the aviation engineer that we contracted with, the RSNH, they're the ones that did the runway rehabilitation and designed the control tower. We have a pretty good relationship with him. So we were out here brainstorming, and he actually suggested the area adjacent Alpha 7 because of the height difference. He thought about if you put the terminal up higher, it'll give a much better view of the runway environment for people in the terminal area, whether it's a restaurant or holding area or an FBO, and then to access the apron, go down a level and it would open up. You could have a lot of the ground support equipment underneath as well. But he thought about taking advantage of that height area, and that's something that really was intriguing. It would really make our building stand out.
You're going to be staring into the sun most of the afternoon.
You're looking east.
Great early morning sun.
The tower's not moving.
Just a crap area. I mean, you know, you can just divide some of the traffic from the east to the west. It won't make an exact thing back on the grid.
Well, it would simplify it, and it will help separate GA and commercial. No question about that.
That's something that we're going to see more and more of in the future. I think more and more GA security, keeping the two separate. That's another thing to consider. But we're still vetting the process out. Like I said, $4 million for construction, another $500,000 for design, parking lot, and apron work, where a lot of that may be FAA grant funded. So we'll see what happens with that once the board applies.
Proceed. What did you
think? I think it's a great idea.
You like that idea of having over there?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm thinking positive that eventually we'll have some, you know.
Oh, and as I say, it will simplify parking and traffic quite a bit.
I mean, you could have some stacking of aircraft, you know, waiting across the runway.
So they get paid.
Yeah.
They never mentioned pay to you, did they?
No, but I think the future development is right.
No, the more you think on it.
The thing that started on that was by.
The more you think on it, you know, I kind of hate to agree with Matt, but.
And you know how.
Where's Keith? Okay, that's good, just a record. Are there any more questions?
Before we leave unfinished business, how about the radar? Any word on that? Anything we can do on that?
What was coming up with that? Did you see a letter?
No, I got all funny as it's Congress, you know, he wrote a letter.
Yeah.
And it got in the channel.
I think we need follow-up. Can you call Stern's office and...
I'll do that. I did hear some rumors about our IFR traffic just didn't even come close to the threshold of justifying for radar facility here.
That's only 75,000. We could probably do a fundraiser.
That's total operations.
Huh?
Total operations.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at 51,000 a year. But I haven't seen anything written, but I'll need something written.
Well, it's still a safety issue around the airport.
They can't see your little cup anyway.
Not until you're right on top of them, man. Not until I have them in my bomb sight.
You'll have to wave their arms to get the unit to identify you.
Everyone should have this in front of them. This is...
You'll follow up, right?
Yes, I will follow up. Safety Solutions, they are our tenant who occupies the old ARC, Airport Rescue Firefighting Facilities. As part of their lease requirements, within the first year of the lease, they needed to put up some sort of landscaping, earthen berm, or a fence that visually obscured their training area from the general public. This is what they're proposing to do. They want to install a solid 6-foot white PVC privacy fence around the entire back portion of the site. It certainly is a cost-effective way, more so than having to haul in all that dirt and doing earthen burn and landscaping it, keeping it mowed and cut. I'm in favor of going forward with this. I wanted to run it by the board and get your thoughts.
Anybody have any problems with it?
No.
Move to approve it.
That's someone.
Move second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Now, those fences are pretty good.
Yeah. Airport Director's Report. Project Tulip, this is the tomato.
American Fresh Farm.
American Fresh Farm. I got an update from Mark Mundell this morning. The state is reviewing the financials for basically a grant package to American Fresh Farm. We received FDOT approvals for land release. We received the FAA approvals for land release. Basically, the entire project is in the hands of American Fresh Farm. Once the state approves the financials, the state will execute the agreement between the state and American Fresh Farms. American Fresh Farms will explore with their engineering plans. Mark thinks that if everything falls into place in a timely fashion, they could have a construction start date in January. Personally, I think that's obvious. You know, with the FAA and the FDOT hurdles out of the way, I think significant milestones have been achieved so far. And if the company can figure things out and finalize their financing packages, we can see the land release happening probably within the first part of 2012.
Did the FAA come up with any financials?
They wanted to review some of our historical financials. They clarified some of the, we needed to see the land release and the airport layout plan, things like that, pretty standard items. Our finance department is going through some of the previous financial records. transfers, allocations, things like that at the airport. The FAA wants to make sure everything's on up and up between the city finances and airport finances. They're just doing their checks and balances. I believe that that is due in early November back to the FAA. And as long as everything is fine with that, there should be no problem. We are waiting to amend the Parks and Rec lease and the water and sewer lease that we have. We're waiting on getting the results of that analysis. Right now, Parks and Rec is not paying the airport anything. We've been utilizing what their payment would be towards some of the grant match revenues that we received from the city. So, in past discussions with the FAA, the FAA stated that they would rather see the actual money transferred to the airport, and then if we needed the money in the grant, that it would go back in that sense. So, some of the things are working well.
Do we have any? I know you have a list of about 10 long-term projects to kind of keep an eye on, watch, and think about. I don't have them with me today, but will this affect that ability to do some of the other things that you wanted to do in and around and on the airport?
Yeah. The land release money, which is about $2.5 million, is what the airport would receive in cash in our budget. $2 million of that would go towards matching the terminal grant. So we're getting $2 million from the state, and we have to come up with a $2 million match. So that's $2 million taking care of everything here. We've got some other projects that we can leverage with the rest of the money. The state wanted to see the remaining balance put into pavement maintenance along the taxiway out. Some of the connectors are requiring some maintenance items, so we would put the balance of that towards pavement maintenance. That would take care of quite a bit of the taxiway that was 5 years ago.
Well, you've accomplished a lot of the items from 4 and 5 years ago when you first came. And, a lot of things going on.
You know, the list.
The only thing that you forgot is 826.
No, 826 is on that list. We just, we'll keep analyzing its use. And I know they used it pretty heavily last week. We had some pretty good crosswinds. So we've got to build the numbers up and show the justification. I'll put it on there.
You've been saying that for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
All us tailwheel type pilots hope that comes to, good old 226. 826.
Well, I haven't said that we're getting rid of it. I've always said that we're going to fix it and we're going to make it right. We've got to justify its use in the eyes of the FAA because we can't afford to do it ourselves.
I understand. Okay. I understand that it doesn't match what the FAA wants to spend any money on because it's non-standard and all of the nice terms. But I think that it lends greatly to the airport facilitation by having at least some kind of a crosswind runway. I know we can't go far with it, but unless you go down and start buying a bunch of old houses down there at the end.
Yeah, we can put we can do takeoff pavement only on both ends. Relocating the threshold.
That would help. If you go another 100 yards, it would seem to me.
You can put another 1,000 feet on the west.
Yeah.
And have it take off pavement only. And that would significantly help things out. Absolutely.
Well, then it's a little narrow.
Okay.
All right. Airport security wireless system update. Things are a little slow right now. There was a delay in ordering the new cards and some miscommunication. not on our part, on the contractor's part. They were ready to put in the new system, the new card readers, almost a month ago. And we asked them a very simple question. If we put in the new card readers, how will our tenants access the field? And they said, well, with the new cards. So that's great. Where are the new cards? Well, they hadn't ordered it yet. So after we clarified that bit of miscommunication, the cards are on order. As soon as we get them, we'll begin disseminating those out to the tenants. There'll be a period where they'll have two sets of cards. They'll have to keep them because some of the readers will be set up on the new system and some of them will still be in the old. And that's kind of the coordination of them. But if you look at some of the gates, you'll see the fiberglass pole is up, the antennas are up for the gate controllers, and some of them have the camera bodies mounted on. I know the one right outside the doors, so you really see them. Fuel and ops. This is the fuel. Looks like year to date, we have a slight improvement in September. We're only down 9.2% in the year compared to last year. Monthly, bad gas is remaining relatively flat. We did have a spike in the jet fuel. Tracy advised that they had shipment at the very end of the month, which is reflective of that. So the monthly totals will show a 24% increase over September of 2010. Operationally speaking, last month in September, pretty decent. 4,210 total operations. And looks like things are picking back up as far as our season goes. So we're out of the summer goal.
Is there a number of 8%?
Not yet.
Okay. It goes to zero, Jerry.
It what?
It went to zero, so.
I was just thinking, you know, we keep going to Dunedin with our Young Eagles program, but you want to get a bunch of landings and takeoffs on the chart.
Well, we'd love to have you.
Well, I really would need to talk with you and Bert to make sure that there's a consensus there that they want to fool with them. And of course, security is another thing, because we're walking people out on the tarmac, little kids and all the rest of them.
Well, how many airplanes are we talking typically in a
We'll have over there, and it's this weekend, this Saturday over at Dunnell, we'll have 12 airplanes, and we'll have about 75 kids. And we don't count cubs, even though it's coming with it.
Well, you know, we can offer up this facility here, too. You know, plenty of parking out here.
Well, we've had it here before.
I think the only reason it was stopped was when we were doing construction.
We had to be sure that we weren't going to have a problem with the security where it's going to just tie us up so bad that you'd have to have one on one and one at a time walking out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we could even do it in the old terminal building and cordon off the section of ramp cones
that's
one big secure area. You know, to leave the cones area, keep the airplanes on the outside of the cones if they're operated. We can accommodate it. Absolutely.
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I would hope, you know, we're a lot better, but Dunellen has, they've been very helpful. And we've got the big...
John's a good airplane. I wouldn't expect anything less.
No. We've got the big hangar. They clean out what resident parking that they have in there, and then we set up our chairs and have the program and the training program for the kids and all of that. So
if you want to schedule something in the future, I will count. I'll get together
with you. Okay. And I again want to check for sure with security and birth so that we don't come up and have somebody running with their hands and wait a minute, can't do that. And the doors are locked, and the fences are locked, and
the cans are locked, and they're always there. Wait a minute.
Work it out.
But absolutely. With your confidence behind it, I'm sure that we can. And thanks for Tracine. I know that you did that for us.
Okay, we'd love to know that.
Yeah, I would think so.
A little more to our education.
Because what's happening is we're now drawing a lot of kids, but they're all in the far-out hinterlands. We're not getting the bunch from here. And there's a lot of people here that would love to do it. We get calls all the time from the mothers and the whatever. So, all right, well, I will tell the board.
Good. That concludes my presentation. There's any questions?
Okay.
Question.
Go ahead.
And this is as much for Heidi as anybody else. In previous years, we do not have a November meeting. Is that going to be again this year? No?
We may need to institute a special meeting. We have some projects coming up that may require an expedited review of the lease agreement. It would be a special meeting, but we'll have to arrange that in the future, but there's nothing scheduled for sure.
So we do not have a scheduled November meeting?
No, it's November and December combined.
Right, and what day are we going to meet on December 8th, like you've got on the sheet?
And it's going to be a
Hi, you're cooking?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
you don't like that. I will review it, but I cook it. You might get me for a jelly if you want me to.
All right.
That's my
Any idea when you'll have your special meeting?
I'll know a lot more next week.
Is the you say it's on the 8th of December? Excuse me.
Second,
is
yeah,
that Thursday?
Okay, let us know.
Because I threw a meeting in on the one we would have had because it was off empty for me. So I
okay.
Keep it. Same time, Richard.
Well, I don't have the time available now. Except that maybe 2. I put in a 3 o'clock.
Well,
yeah, we'll just see.
We'll walk the state box.
Okay. All right, are there any persons wishing to appear? Bruce, how's it going?
Everything's good.
Things are going?
Eric, keep busy.
I see
some nice twins sitting out there, 10 on the ground, so I mean, boy, things are happy. That's a good thing.
Things are great.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Tracy. Anything?
We've seen a good increase in the last week. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on, but it's just really starting.
Whose is that little eclipse jet there? Is that an eclipse jet out there in the corner?
That was the train. Oh, was it on the ramp?
Yeah.
That's Brian, because he doesn't have those things in the hangar with the Christmas.
Brian.
Because we've broken 3 static clips.
Oh.
So I told him we're not putting anything until they put blocks on the floor. You know what I'm talking about. It's just, it's a really tight fit. And when it rolls just a tad. So if he put it in, but he didn't put it in right, so my guys are going to have to do it. But that's it.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to be a team space for him.
Out of the horse.
Where's he putting it?
He's got a
T-hanger. He has a T-hanger.
Oh, okay.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Oh,
that's Brian good. In the middle? Brian Harrell. Yeah, he has two. Yeah, he's got a T-hanger. But the problem is, it's such a tight fit when you get it in there. When you let go, it rolls just enough. So he's got to put the block in on the floor, which he attempted to do. But I think he tried it himself. Oh, no. Brian, he's not very mechanically inclined.
Oh, no.
We'll get it.
You might have a little.
He can fly a lot.
What's he use it for?
Well, Luke's been flying it on some different flights, but that's just when the block's going to be flying it. Because that's been flying it also a few times.
Bert, how's the tower going, or anything?
Good. We got a tower here?
Yep.
See, that's good. You don't have any more time than that. No fun.
See, you come to the first meeting in 2 years. Look at you learn.
Gary, as long as you're here, welcome. Anything to report to the board? Anything we need to know about?
Just the ball of the auto flight and helping you guys out.
Yeah.
Business is slow, but I guess it's slow for everyone.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
When is the new transponder due?
I wish I knew. Yeah, I could say tomorrow and be wrong, or say first of the year and be wrong. You're talking about the at me thing?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything definite.
Okay. Anything from the board? All right. Motion to adjourn?
I said move.
Adjourn. Thank you. Shortest meeting, gentlemen.
Nice job.
All right.
No panics on the street, nobody walking around with signs.